This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In a dramatic turn of events, U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania have tested positive for COVID-19 and are in quarantine, upending the race for the White House and plunging the United States deeper into uncertainty, just a month away from the presidential election. In a tweet overnight, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We'll begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." The 74-year-old president was always at high risk for the virus, both because of his age and his weight. He has been in good health during his time in office, but it is not known. He is not known to exercise much or to follow a healthy diet. Mr. Trump has consistently played down the coronavirus and repeatedly predicted it would go away on its own, even as he pushes for a vaccine in the near term. Almost 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president rarely wears a mask and has ridiculed others, including Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, for doing so. This despite the fact that medical experts insist face coverings are a key to halting the spread of the virus. In addition, Mr. Trump has continued to hold campaign rallies with thousands of people in the run-up to the November 3rd voting, despite warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings are high-risk events. Last night on Twitter, the president had claimed the end of the pandemic was in sight. Not long after that, news broke that Hope Hicks, a top White House aide, had tested positive for the virus. Hicks had traveled with the president on Air Force One on Tuesday to the first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio. The White House has issued a new schedule for Mr. Trump's activities. It omits a planned campaign trip to Florida. Still, the office of the White House physician says the president is expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption and that he and the 50-year-old first lady are, quote, both well at this time. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigns today in the critical battleground state of Michigan, where he'll talk about his plans for the economy, pledging to work at bettering the outlook for middle-class families. President Trump's COVID illness comes as the U.S. virus caseload is approaching 7.3 million, by far the worst corona number in the world. The global tally from Johns Hopkins University, nearly 34.3 million infections and a death toll of 1,023,000. Among the latest American states in crisis, Wisconsin, where Donald Trump was scheduled to hold rallies this weekend. 3,000 new infections in Wisconsin has intensified fears that the rising number of new patients could overwhelm the state's hospitals. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issued an emergency order, easing licensing rules in a bid to bolster the number of healthcare workers able to deal with the mounting crisis in his state. Following the United States and fatalities, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Together, those three countries have a combined case count of 12 million with 322,000 fatalities. In Brazil at this point, by itself, it is closing in on 145,000 deaths. India's coronavirus case figure has climbed to just under 6.4 million after it reported 81,484 new infections in the latest 24-hour period, with total fatalities numbering about 100,000. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $2.2 trillion Democratic plan to provide more economic relief from the pandemic, but so far no bipartisan agreement on a deal that must pass the Republican-held Senate to become law. European Union leaders today broke a diplomatic deadlock and imposed sanctions on Belarus in a show of support for the pro-democracy movement there. Activists in Belarus have been staging street protests against longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed an overwhelming re-election victory in August, balloting which his opponents insist was fraudulent. There have been mass arrests of demonstrators and charges that many have been tortured. France, Russia, and the United States have called for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces around the mountainous enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. But Turkey says the three big powers should have no role in peace moves. France, Russia, and the United States lead the Minsk group of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. It was set up in 1992 to mediate in the decades-old conflict. They are urging the former Soviet republics of Armenia and Azerbaijan to commit without delay to resuming negotiations in good faith and without preconditions. In Scotland, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has called on one of her lawmakers to resign after Margaret Ferrier admitted she had traveled while suffering symptoms of COVID-19, then testing positive for the virus. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.